Hi, honey. It's good to see that you're still awake. Do you want me to tell you about my night? Well, you certainly did well by choosing this guy from that website of yours, so I think I'm gonna let you come tonight. But you have to promise to do as I say, okay? Okay. Drop your pants, sweetie. Let me see your locked cock. Ooh. You're excited about your reward. It's so strained in its cage. How long has it been since you came last? Almost a month. You're aching for release, aren't you? It's gonna be over very quickly, and we don't want that, do we? I have an idea. How about I let you hold my vibrator to your dick on a very low setting to prolong your orgasm? You'll have to follow my instructions, or I'll have to lock you up again. Understood? Okay, let me find it. It's in here somewhere. Ah, here it right. Here you go, honey. I haven't washed it yet, so you can still smell my pussy on it. You like that, don't you? You can lick it if you want. A little taste of my pussy to get things started. Okay, come on, turn it on. Touch your cock with it. Feel the vibrations. But put it on a setting where you won't be coming quickly. All right, let me tell you about my night. I was already at the hotel when he arrived, wearing a red t-shirt like he said. I said hi to him. I told him I had already made the check-in, but he asked if I wanted a drink first. So we went to the lobby bar. He looked very much in shape and is quite handsome. We made some small talk, but to tell you the truth, I couldn't pay much attention to his voice. I could see that large bulge in his pants, and I couldn't keep my eyes off of it. He noticed and asked me to feel it. I felt it through his pants, and I knew I wanted it. He slid his hand up my leg slowly until he felt my panties, and oh my God, I was trembling. He touched my wetness and slid a finger below the fabric right there in the middle of the bar. I told him I wanted to go to our room, and he agreed. Don't come, honey. Keep the vibrator on your dick. We couldn't stop kissing in the elevator. I dropped to my knees the moment we entered the room, removed his pants, and sucked his huge cock. I slid my tongue all over it while playing with his balls, and then told him to go and lie on the bed. You know what I did, honey? I licked his shaft. I kissed his balls. I slid my tongue slowly down. He lifted his legs a little, and I got to his asshole, which I licked and prodded with my tongue while I played with my pussy using the vibrator you're using now. He loved my tongue in his ass, you know? Oh, I'm sorry, you don't. But believe me, he was hard like a rock when I was rimming him. Oh my. We're almost there. I came twice while I was licking his ass. That's how slutty your wife is. How about you come and try to come twice for me tonight? You'll have to ruin the first orgasm, but you'd do anything for me, wouldn't you? Remove the vibrator when you're right on the edge, honey. Do it for me. Come on. Keep the vibrator vibrator right on your cock, thinking about me doing all those filthy things. Imagine my tongue licking his shaft down to his balls, to his asshole. Come on, honey. Feel your orgasm coming up. Now think about your nasty wife rimming his asshole while fucking herself. Now leave your penis alone. That's right. Let the cum dribble out. Don't touch your penis anymore. Keep those hands away. There There you go. Don't worry, honey. You'll come again in a little bit. You want to hear the rest? How about you lick that cum that you dribbled from your cock? I know you can do it, honey. You're still horny. Lick it off the floor. Taste it. You know you want to. You want to hear the rest of my night, don't you? That's right. Lick it up. It's not much. I know you want to please me. So, just do it. Eat your ruined orgasm. Enjoy the taste of your cum. You did a good job. So let me tell you what he did next. I stopped licking him the moment he told me he wanted to fuck me. So I got up and I pulled my panties down. They were soaking wet. I lifted my dress to show my pussy, which he promptly started fingering. He asked me if I had shaven for the occasion, but I told him that it was you who shaved for me. He loved that, you know. He wanted to lick my pussy, but you know that my pussy is just for you to lick, honey. So I told him just to go ahead and fuck me like the slut I am. He started pummeling my pussy hard while groping my tits. It felt so good. There you go. You're getting close again. Keep my vibrator on your cock. Don't use your hands to come. When he pulled out of me, I could see his cock was covered in my juices. What do slutty wives do when they see that, sweetie? That's right. I crawled to his cock and started licking it. He grabbed my hair and fucked my mouth. I know why you like the taste of my pussy. I taste so good. I turned around on all fours, spread my ass, and begged for him to keep fucking me. He fucked me as deep as he could, and you know what else he did while he was fucking me from behind? Don't come yet. Wait until I finish. He wet his thumb with my pussy and started finger fucking my ass. It felt so good having a huge cock in my pussy and a finger up my ass. I came again, but my pussy was getting sore. Will you lick it for me, honey? It's not just my juices that you're licking, you know. He came deep in me. I could feel his cock throbbing inside of me. I know you want to come again. You can enjoy this orgasm, but only if you lick me clean. Clean me out, honey. Eat his cum off my pussy. Ooh, that feels good. You can come if you want, honey. Drop the vibrator. Use your hand. There you go. Use your hand to come. I love your tongue. You love cleaning my well-used pussy, don't you? Ooh, come for me, honey. That's right. Your tongue feels so good, and I want you to come. There you go. Didn't that feel nice? I bet it did. Now, of course, we have to lock you up again until next month.